Well, no, I think the only thing competition was the Grey Mountain Grind. That was a competition. There was rousing men in that, and trail fellas skiing in that, too. That was from the top of Grey Mountain down into Roslyn.
That's right. And from what I understand, Louis, you raced it in the last year.
Yes.
Okay. Were you around to
win? No, I never did race
it. Okay. Can you tell us how that race went and what year that might have been?
That was 1946. I came out of the Army. That was the last year. It's usually in the spring of the year. I don't remember the exact date. You'd have to hike up that day to the top of Grey.
From?
From Roslyn, downtown Roslyn. You left Roslyn early in the morning, and you hiked up to the top of Grey. When all the contestants were there, they started the race.
Well, like I was saying, my brother was in that. They would go up on Saturday nights and stay overnight so they didn't wear their legs out hiking in on Sunday morning. Well, Don Swift and I, we'd get up early Sunday morning, and we'd hike up and get to the cabin, and then we'd load all these two big pack sacks up with stuff that they wanted us to bring back down for them. But we'd hike right up to Old Eternity Rock on Grey and ski from there all the way out home, and then still be on over here by Essling Park Lodge to watch the racers come home.
I asked when I was young and first married how these things went. How did you do this? But Ken was about 12 when he did that. and this is what these youngsters, who are too young to take part in the race, keyed up to know everything about it, wanting to help. And what they did is, what would you say, they were preset the course. And I said, well, like, what's the course like? I'm, you know, Groomed Hill skier. I know it wasn't groomed like that. He said, fallen trees all over.
Just like this.
Yeah.
Like that. And anyone that was not taking part in the race had to leave by a certain time, and they traveled the trail that the skiers would do. And I don't know what the other officials did to preset the course.
Right. A little anecdote of my race was, my equipment wasn't very good, and I lost my ski coming off Grey, but I did put on my ski and finish the race.
It was timed. How it was timed is, somebody had an old-fashioned battery radio, and they packed it to the top of Grey Mountain. Then when CGHD station, they were in touch with them, and then they would say, it is now 1 o'clock. So the guy was there, stopwatch. One off at 1, one off at 1:01, and every minute they let somebody go. And that's how it worked.
Okay, yeah.
Because it wasn't what they have today.
Yeah.
And that's how it worked.
Okay.